Hi, I'm Carl Azus. This is CNN Student News. We're starting this week with a terrorist attack at a shopping mall that turned into a hostage situation. This happened in the East African nation of Kenya. In the capital city of Nairobi, the Westgate Shopping Mall is a popular place for Kenyans and people from other countries. On Saturday, people were desperate to get out of the mall. Some hid in stores, bathrooms, or stairwells. Kenyan soldiers and police officers responded after gunmen stormed the building and started shooting. At least 68 people were killed. At least 175 others were injured. On Sunday evening, the Kenyan military said most of the hostages inside the Westgate Mall had been rescued, and they were making every effort to end the situation. An extremist Islamic group called Al-Shabaab says it's responsible for this attack. It's based in Somalia, a country that borders Kenya, and it's affiliated with Al-Qaeda, the terrorist organization that's responsible for attacks around the world. The Westgate Mall in Nairobi is what security experts consider a soft target. It's a place that might have less security, where terrorists could potentially cause more damage. Margaret Connolly examines safety measures at these types of locations.
It may be more than 7,000 miles from Nairobi, Kenya to the United States, but the mall massacre halfway around the world couldn't bring the tragedy any closer to home. Washington, D.C. resident Sarah Head was inside the mall when shots were fired. She kept hidden in a stairwell with dozens of others as the chaos unfolded.
So we just waited in the stairwell for about an hour and a half. There were two individuals with me who had superficial gunshot wounds. Individuals in the stairwell with me, they were not with me. But there was about probably, I don't know, 60 of us. There were a few floors worth of people.
The attack on these so-called soft targets raises the question about mall security on U.S. soil. Could what happened overseas happen here?
Soft targets are always attractive to terrorists because they're usually not defended. It's a very effective way of causing a lot of panic, a lot of damage very quickly, and achieving the objective of terrorizing people.
Back in this country, one mall that puts its security front and center is Minnesota's Mall of America, one of the largest enclosed shopping centers in the country, visited by 42 million people a year.
I think that if you're looking for 100% safety, you should probably wrap yourself in bubble wrap and never leave home.
It even has something many government facilities do not.
This is a drill. Mall of America is now going into lockdown.
Twice a month, without fail, its tenants and its customers participate in a lockdown drill, practicing how to shelter in back rooms of stores to try to prevent casualties in an attack.
If something bad should happen here, we don't want our response to start with, and law enforcement will be here and they will protect you. We want to know what can be done until law enforcement gets here.
Even with heightened security, an awareness of your surroundings may end up being your best defense.
For the average American citizen, you go to the grocery store, you go to the gas station, you go to the shopping mall, you go to a movie theater, you take walks in your neighborhood. Any one of those situations could make you vulnerable if other people or another person is out there determined to conduct an attack.